So we're up to Siman Tzadik Zayin in Yerideya. That's the Siman about baking milchig or fleishig bread. We learned the rule in the Shulchan Aruch that Sif Aleph, it says, Ein loshen isa b'cholov shem yobo l'ochlo in boser. Not allowed to knead dough with milk in order to make a milchig roll, a milchig challah, because you may come to eat with meat. The concern being that after you finish eating this bread with your milchig meal, there'll be some left over, and since people ate bread, some people still do eat bread with every meal. So the concern is you'll put it away and forget that it's milking. You end up eating with fleishig, with a sandwich, or otherwise with fleishig. Shem yovel ochlin bosabim losh kol ha'pas osir. And even if you did it by mistake, the whole bread becomes osir to eat, not only with fleishig, that's for sure, but you can't even eat with milk, you can't even eat it by itself. And that's the rule, you're not allowed to eat it all. Afilu la'ochlin levato. However, the Shofar rules on the basis of the Mishon we saw yesterday, but you have made only this very small amount. You baked only a small amount, the amount that one would normally consume at one sitting. So that's allowed. Or Shashina Tzura Sapas, you did something with the shape, or in the time of the afiyah, the baking, you baked an unusual shape, or you made some type of unusual marking on it, and so on and so forth. As a hecker, then it's mutter. And then the Shulchan says the flip side. You don't can't make fleishing bread. You can't grease up the oven with fleish. And then they cook a bake a roll in there for the purpose of eating with milking. Same concern. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph. And we discussed the Chakira that some Salavetchik and other Rachamim bring up what the nature of this issue is. Is it mamish that they made Gzeirat Rabbanan? Gzeirat Rabbanan. You can't bake milking or fleshing bread, period. They created, in fact, the Chefcha Shel Iser. It was similar. Again, the Rabbanan don't usually do that, but for our purposes now, they made it into Macholos Asuris. And this bread is forbidden. It's Macholos Asuris. And therefore, that's the nature of the Xeri. Except, Hey, Mama, they didn't apply this Xeri when they baked a small amount. You baked it with some sort of machinery. That's one way to look at the issue. Or you can say, no, they were concerned with the end result. They never really declared that this type of bread is also Macholos Asuris, so to speak. But rather, they made a gzeira that they were concerned that you'll end up eating with fleishig, or if it's fleishig, you'll end up eating with milking, and therefore they said not eating it at all. But the concern is the long-term result. So we mentioned last time, at the end of the shiur, a few nafkaminas in this question. One of them is a nafkamina. What if you make a simen that it's milking? Put a sticker or a label on it after the fact. Because after it was already baked. And does it make a difference if a goy baked it? And so we discussed that chakir a little bit. If you hold that it's a din in Macholos Asuris, so to speak. So once you baked it, it's osir. So the fact that now you put a sticker on it instead of milk, it doesn't help. It's already osir. On the other hand, if the whole purpose, the whole gzera was just don't, we're concerned, you might eat this with milk, or you might eat with fleishig, whichever one it is. So then if you make a label or a sticker, even after the fact, it'll work. That was one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, will hold, you don't make a bracha, you don't bench. You don't bench on something which is osir, even if it's also on Darbonan. So that's a question. Would that apply here? If you talk and ate this roll, and you realize that the roll that was milking or fleishig or whatever, you don't let it eat by itself. If you did so, you have to bench. According to those who hold, that you don't have to bench on Macholos Asuris. Again, it depends on the same chakira. Another chakira was about whether you can taste it. You taste it to see. We had last time in the Minas Odom. Can you taste it a little bit? The Minas Odom discussed, can you taste it a little bit to see? That's the flavor. Again, that may depend on this chakir as well. Another nafkamina we had was also, can you add a little bit on purpose? We had a few drops of milk. It's less than shishim. Yeah, for flavor, you're allowed to add a few drops without being considered in the category of aim about the sechat chila. Again, so those are some of the nafkaminas in that question. I'd like to look at today is a continuing in this discussion of Shofar. We'll see perhaps another nafkamina or two in this chakira and then discuss the issue of the Recha Milsa to conclude the Hilkos Bos of the Chalot. So our point of departure, beginning of the Shia now, is source number one in the last set of sources, is Agos HaShvi, in Avodah Zarah, Perakei, Simen Ches, Agos HaShvi, and the Rosh. We have the following statement. He says, the Kaimelon, the Recha Milsa, okay, Recha Milsa, and Recha Milsa means that when you you have something, you cook milking and fleishing in the oven at the same time. So we know there's the scene of transference of time. Question is, does Recha Mel? We're not talking about Zeya now. We're not talking about this condensed steam. And that's like liquid that moves around the steam the way water moves around flavors. And so we discussed that already. But Zeya, this is a different matter. Maybe there's no Zeya here at all. Okay, or an insignificant amount of zeh, but there's recha, there's a smell. So does a fleshig item that picks up the smell of milchig, or a milchig item that picks up the smell of fleshig, does that present the problem? We know that the tam kicker, you know, the flavor makes a difference. What about recha? So we're going to see about that. But for right now, as we continue with Sif Aleph for the Ramua, go sashri, and Abu Lazar, Parakei Simchas, writes in source one, Mekaimel on the recha milsi, lislachatchila. Okay, therefore, hilchach, pas sha'ofa imatzli, also la'ocha mekuta. If you bake bread, regular bread, not what we told him before, it was made with milky dough or with glacier or something like that. You simply cooked it in the oven at the same time that you're also cooking a meat platter. You had a steak or something in the oven. So you want a meatloaf in the oven, and at the same time, you're cooking challah. So the Shri writes, Hilchok pas sha'ofa imatzli, also la'ocha mekuta. Why? Came on the Efshal Ochel below Kuta Chavel Chatchila, because the Chatchila we try and avoid it, and there's a simple solution. So don't eat it with milchigs, right? To eat it with inflation, eat it by itself. Okay, again, this is not part of that Xera. You cook the dough, mamish with flesh. Here, regular dough, regular challah dough, not mixed with any flesh or any milchig, regular challah dough. You weren't violating this, we talked about at the beginning. Rather, you just cooked regular challah, you put it in the oven at the same time, is also cooking flesh. So the Chatchila, you shouldn't eat it with milk, you shouldn't eat it. At all, shouldn't eat it with milchigs, because you can eat it without milchigs. But the evidence mutter. And it's afagav reichem milsi, sharlach chatchila, a false person. And then he says, that even though reichem milsi, but it's no chatchila, you're allowed to make a pashtida. Pashtida is some kind of a pie, a kugel, but a pie, like a meat pie, they're called shepherd's pie. The idea being that there's dough covering the whole top. The meat is not exposed. So you're allowed to make pashtida shalonu. They're covered at the top. The tanner in pas, that tanner is called gadolim. Goes as she writes, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake a meat pie and have chal in the oven at the same time because the meat pie is completely covered by dough. And these ovens are very big. Our ovens are big, he writes. Rosh Hashri says sort of the combination of the fact that the pie, this pashtida is made with the dough on the top, so the meat actually is kind of covered, and also our tanurim and gedolim, so, then they were going to be makel on that bread, you can eat that challah. However, meal imzov shuman abosa chutz pashtida, but if some of the meat, the gravy, the liquid oozes out, it drips out from, it sometimes happens, even if you cover the top, sometimes, probably depending how long you leave in the oven, depending on the other ingredients, some of the juice, some of the gravy, the liquid oozes out. And nivla batanur, and then it gets absorbed within the tanur. But afal pisha pasu chokum in a pashtida, even though the bread may be in the oven at a point far away, not near the pashtida, still also la ochla afilu b'mela. Can't eat it at all. Okay, hold. And the chayin told Lizor, shalol lafal shum tfelos in a pas batanur, dilma zova shumun palava daite. Best thing is not to cook anything in the any challah in the oven, to bake any challah in the oven at the same time as cooking fleishig or milchig or whatever. Don't cook anything when you're baking bread, because you never know some of the juice, some of the shuman, some of the gravy will drip out and it'll end up being a problem. But rather clean the oven first and so on. So that's how it goes. So Shina Barazar, Parakeis, and Mechess. On the basis of which, the Ramah here by us, inside his eye and sit base, writes, Agav ein lafos shum pas. Okay? Don't bake any bread. Even with no milchig or flesh ingredients. Again, this is a different point. We're not talking about where the ingredients of the bread, the dough, has either milchig or flesh ingredients. No, even regular dough, regular bread, baking regular bread with no milchig or flesh ingredients, don't bake them with the plada or the pastida betanur. The chayshinan, shemayozu, minashuman ala pas, because we're afraid some of the meat juice or whatever will ooze out of the meat pie or whatever it is, the meatloaf will drip onto the pas, you won't even know it. Imzav tachtav, dino kilu milosh imo. And if you see underneath that some of the gravy taka dripped out, you want to see what that means exactly. But he said if some of the juice, that some of the gravy taka liquid drips out, then dino ki'ilo nilash imo. Then it has the same din as the first part of the simon, namely the first part of the sieve. It's as if it was actually baked into the ingredients of the dough with milk and flesh or whatever, which we said you're not allowed to eat at all. So if you're baking it at the same time, you made regular bread with no fancy ingredients of milk and flesh, just regular dough bread. And now you put it in the oven at the same time as you had a meat pie. Okay, and now you see that there was juice, gravy that dripped out of the meat pie in the oven. Then you have to assume that that challah may have absorbed some of the meat flavoring. You're not allowed to eat it with milk as though it had been mixed with those ingredients when you first needed it, or with milk, whichever it is. Okay, that's where you, the befiat tanner is the front of the tanner. We normally put some certain things in the front of the oven, other things in the back. Okay, anyway, that's the ruling of the Ramah. Put the bread more in the front of the oven, so it'll be away from where gravy spills and so on. Now, the question is this point of the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah said, in Zov Tachton, okay, what exactly does that mean? What is Zov Tachton? So the Taz points out, it's in Beis, in Source 3, in Zov Tachton, Lo be'ina she'nira she'shuma tachas ha'pas mamish. Zov Tachton doesn't mean that you found this drip gravy literally under the where the chal is. Doesn't even have to be there. Lo be'ina she'nira she'shuma tachas ha'pas mamish. Ela kol she'mispashet chutz le'pashtida. Anytime you see the gravy sort of exit, dripped out from this sweet pie, the shepherd pie, even if it's not near the bread, the nivla of a tanner was absorbed into the tanner because it spilled out. Now the tanner became absorbed this fleshinger flavor. So then it's a problem. Chashin and Shema Holcha Habliya Arapas. Maybe the blia was conducted through the oven, the walls of the oven, into the pas. So Mechain Mashma goes to Ashri. That's what he understands, Ashri. And it's not necessarily Zov Tachtov, okay, and that's what the Ashri said. We look at the third line of Source 1. It says, Umiyo im Zov Shuman Abosa Chutz LePashtida Benivla Matanar Afal Pisha Pasuchokam in Abashtida. Right? If it went into, got absorbed into the oven, even though it's not near where the bread is, a separate part of the oven, even in a big oven, it's going to be a problem. That's how the Ramo understands from the, that's how the Taz rather understands from the Ashri. And therefore, he says, when the Ramo writes, Zov Tachtov, Tachtov, I guess, what's the antecedent of the pronoun if it flowed or if it dripped under it? Maybe under it means under the meat pie. It came out of the meat pie, not under the challah, under the bread that you're baking. It doesn't have to be directly under the bread that you're baking. As long as, what do you call it, as long as it drips out into the oven, even not near the bread. Okay, so we're machmir, even if the rote of this drip gravy is somewhere else. So says the Taz, in Sukkot and Beis, and in Sukkot and Beis, the Shach. Sukkot and Beis, in effect, agrees with the Taz. He agrees. Okay? He says, Perish l'chatchila, ain't lafos shum pas, in 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 pas, even if it's a big oven, it's slanted. Hashin and Shem, yozu men ala pas. But b'di'evet, he says, again, depending on the shape of the oven, or where the bread is, lo machzikin nesur, the Shem azov, kem lafil azov, lo azov tachas pas atzmo. He says, he fundamentally agrees with Taz, it's a problem anywhere, but he says, b'di'evid, okay, b'di'evid, we don't have to worry about it. And the Shachar invokes a principle that lo masakim nisur d'shem azav. He says, you don't have to worry, if you didn't see anything drip, then we don't have to be machmir. In other words, if you saw that it dripped, then you shouldn't do it. But b'di'evid, if you didn't see anything, then lo machzikin nisur the shem azov came that filu zov lo zov tachas apas atzmo. Aval chazina and the zov in a pashil chutz afilu ena zov tachas apas atzmo and apas rochem and apistida apas osur after the evid. So the shach in effect agrees with the Taz. If you didn't see anything, okay, l'chatchila you're not supposed to bake the challah inside the oven at the same time as the meat pie. Okay. But the Eved, it's mutter if you did, and you didn't see that any gravy dripped out. Then lo machzikini sura. Then you don't have to assume lo machzikini sura means you don't have to always assume worst case scenario. You don't have to assume worst case scenario. You didn't see anything dripped out. Okay, you didn't see anything come out. So you have to assume that maybe it came out. But the Eved, l'chatchila shouldn't do it. But the Eved, it's mutter. However, if you saw the gravy dripped out of the meat pie, you see droplets of gravy around. Maybe you didn't see it near the bread. Okay, maybe it's not near the bread itself. As far away, but then the pas is still also even with the oven. And that's your quotes now, so Shri and others. Okay, now he says, what's the reason? The Talmud over near Ali, number one, okay, the reason, we can be makel is that we're not 100% so that. When there's bishul going on, that whatever flavor drips out is mefapeh, it spreads the entire kli. Okay, ilcha hecha delo chazina dissolve. Therefore, if you didn't see anything, So then it's kind of a fake sveika, he says. Sofik zav alo zav. Afilim tun tzalmer zav. Shemalav pepeh bekulo. Right, it's kind of a fake sveika lahakil. That's why we rely on a bidyevit, he says. Because, number one, who said that? We didn't say anything that came out, so who said something came out? And when it did came out, maybe it didn't spread in the whole oven. Again, lechatchili shouldn't have done it, but once it's there and they didn't see anything spill, then you're allowed to eat the challah because of the fake sveika. And again, you don't have to assume worst case scenario. You didn't see that it spilled anywhere, so you don't have to assume, oh, you know what? It spilled only right onto the challah. That's why I didn't see it. You don't have to assume. That's mean you don't have to worry about worst case scenario. Okay, you know, I've often said this in a different area regarding Erevin. You know, sometimes in Erevin, most towns, you know, you have wires and strings and so on and so forth. So sometimes you have, let's say, Friday night, there was a major storm. Every once in a while, you hear there's a big rainstorm, a big snowstorm, a blizzard coming on Friday night. And they always have a shaila, can you rely? The air was checked, let's say. Air was checked Friday morning before the storm. The air was announced, everything's in order. Okay, you can carry. But then there was a major storm Friday afternoon, a major storm Friday night, overnight. They come for Shabbos morning. You wonder, maybe the air was blown down. You had all this wind howling and so on and so forth, the blizzard. Maybe the air was knocked down. So I always felt that a good rule of thumb is look around. If you see, Taka, that trees are down and the telephone wires were knocked out, so then you better not carry, because it could well be that you know, that the air wire, one of the air wires is also knocked down. You have a problem, so don't carry. But if you see around, there's nothing seems to be knocked down. Yeah, there was wind, but you know, nothing's knocked down. The wires are down, no trees are down, branches and so on and so forth. So then you're allowed to carry, it seems to me, because you don't have to assume that maybe the one thing that got knocked down was the air wire. You know what I'm saying? That's the Loma Sakini solution. Use the Seichel. Okay. That's the Sveik of the shock notes over here. However, he says that if the tanur is slanted a certain way from, you know, downward from where the meat is to where the challah is, then maybe there is a problem and so on. And certainly, v'chein kishchazina dezob, like alachad sveikah, then we have to be machmir. And then he mentions a little bit later another sveikah, okay? He says, because, again, sofik zob alo. And then, it's okay to eat the challah b'devarim, because Shem alayochem acholam. Who says you got to eat it with milchigs? Right? I mean, you'll eat it with flesh, you'll eat it by itself. So it's also sort of a different kind of sveikah. Sofik, but it's zov or lov zov, okay? And even if it's mifapeh, we assume it is mifapeh in the whole thing, the whole of it, or it's slanted and so on and so. Nevertheless, Shem alayochem acholam, okay? Because, you know, maybe that's also a sign of a sofik. Right, because now he said that's a question whether that's a good space. So second self is a good one. Came in the regilis ulechol pasim kolmin emachlim kolmin eochin karva double ochol gamkein mecholav. Okay, then maybe that's not really good suffix, because second suffix, what do you mean, might not eat it? You might not eat it, but you might eat it. Okay, therefore we're still concerned. Maybe that depends on the hakir also whether it became also. Okay, that's the shach in the cotton base. Now it's interesting, the pisli chulim. Just a moment. So again, according to Shach Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. And again, you have these two possible sveikahs. And the second one is a questionable sveikah a little bit, but that's how the Shach rules. Okay. The Pitzchei Tshuva, in Sipkot and Hay, brings someone who disagrees with both the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and the Taz said that when the Ramor wrote in Sif Aleph here, Im Zov Tachtov, right, the juice, the gravy flowed out, doesn't mean it flowed to where the challah is. Even it flowed tachtov under the, you know, somewhere underneath the meat pie itself, meaning it oozed out. It doesn't have to be near where the challah is. That's what the Shach and Taz both said. However, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Sefer, B'Shem Argon or Ozer, I'm not sure that it is, the Dafka Kamar Haramah. Zav Tachtov. He the day that disagrees and said, "Oh no, the Ramah means Dafke. It's only a problem if the road that this gravy was Tachas Apas Mamish." Okay, Dafke Komar Ramah. Zav Tachtov. I don't Tachas Apas Mamish. Vimlo Kain. Have not Barnat. The short of the Evan. That's a case of not Barnat. Okay, it's a regular case of not Barnat because you know, the stuff went out for came out from the meat, went into the walls of the oven, and from the walls of the oven it went into the challah. Now you can eat the challah of milk. It never did absorb flavor directly from the meat. Right? It absorbs from the oven. So it's a case of not barnat, which is mutam in the oven. And he says that's the kasha to create a place he is, and so on and so forth. But the Chavis Das disagrees, It's not true. The law means not barnat rakishatam acher hu balua kvar. They only say not barnat when the process started with a tam balua, the tam that was already balua. Avishas bishul lo shayat. That goes back that question. The time of bishul and his actual meat is a meat pie here. Okay, not barnat is only by tam balua, but here. The time of the bishul, there is, again, that's part of that question. B'shas bishul, we wouldn't say that. Okay, so says the Pesachim. So according to him, anyway, according to this view, there's a little bit of machlokas about it. Okay, So that's a question, whether you can make it, not by not, by bishul or not, or it's going to make depend on that issue, which we have discussed. I mentioned something at the end, which we'll have to talk about. They say shishim, is the shishim only against the, is everything against the tano, or it's a further question we'll come to later on. That's what I bring out from the Piskei Tshuva. It's interesting, Eger, the Gilyon Maharsha, okay, here on the Shach, it's a Gotten Gimel, it's a Gotten Gimel, the Gilyon Maharsha, it's on the Shach, it's a Gotten Base. He doesn't understand this this whole second Kalvachom, not Kalvachom, second the Sveksveka that the Shach mentions. He says, how does Sveksveka, maybe it didn't ooze out, and maybe you won't eat it with milk. So what do you mean? That's ridiculous, he says. Okay. So Shemelo Choshim, hi, the Shemelo Zon. And these titles were old. Caves of car asulo shim kolim came malish loyachana. He said, "What do you mean? He might not eat it. Doesn't matter. I asked this item. I asked the item. Malish loyachana. We call mokum. We still abonin. Mother, Rabbi, this still abonin. Rabbanan declared that the challah baked in part of this decree was a challah baked in an oven with meat. So you're not allowed to eat with anything. Just like when the challah was baked with meat ingredients, and that was part of the tirah d'rabbanan." So it doesn't understand what he means. Shemayo lo yochlan b'chalav, like the second suffix of the shah. Anyway, what kind of suffix? It doesn't matter. Taka won't. It's still us. So it doesn't accept that at all. Okay, it's a suffix. You know, the bottom one suffix is enough. But okay, he has a different parent to that. But it could be that this point in the Shoah Eger is dependent on Hakir from before. Okay, the Hakir before, because again, he apparently holds. Okay, he apparently holds that, well, there's a Rabbanan here. There's a Chetzer Shalisser. And therefore, that's not a suffix. Maybe he won't come to eat it with milk. It doesn't matter. You have a Chetzer Shalisser anyway. So once you have a Chetzer Shalisser, there's nothing to talk about. So the fact that Shema lo yochlen and mokhalav, okay, so what? There's already this Rabbanan in the mix here. But according to the other side of the Chakira, there is no Chetzer Shalisser. Then we can consider this to be a suffix. Perhaps he may not come to eat it. So again, that's a... What do we have? I think we had three or four nafkamina. Four. So there's a fifth nafkamina in that hakira as to what the nature of this derech d'rabbanan is. You hold it. They made it mamish into an iser. So the same thing is also here. So the shach said, "What do you mean? Shema won't come to you with milchus. So what? If you hold it, no. The whole concern is you may come to you with milchus. Maybe it doesn't apply. So that's another nafkamina. By the way, just to add something else, should we say a sixth nafkamina? I guess is when you have to kasher the oven. Mamish tarfas and bas v'chalav. You have to kasha the oven. Okay, again, if it's a chetzer shalisa, maybe the oven is not treif. You have to kasha it. You go shef, the floor is not. It's not that strict. But okay, that's another possible nafkamina. All right, so that's the shalayga. In Siv Beis, not a Siv Beis, it's source 7, here in Sinzadi Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes Tanur, Shetochu Ba'alya, Tanur again, which was greased up with fleshes, ain't often bopas. I'm going to cook challah nut. Not at the same time as a meat pie. The tanner is greased up. We only had this before. Ad she has to kenem rifnim. Ad she is lamanus. The inside requires libun. Libun is going to get white hot. White hot means that the sparks fly. It's so nidzim. Or if you touch a paper, it's all disintegrate. Okay, that's the question of the blowtorch, whatever. But ad she is lamin. Afin hu shabuchya. Okay, no hetai the hetzim machutz. No matter what it's made out of, you can't just clean it out outwardly, you got to clean it inside. The question today, what about easy offense? So you require libum. You require libum. Now, what's the reason why? What's the reason why? After all, I mean, it's quite a chumrah. You cook the challah in, you just greased up a thing, you grease it up with meat, now you put the challah in, What's the problem? The oven's not treif, right? The oven's open. So the ran is a run. Commenting on the riff in Chulin and the mem aleph and beis. Diba matzul and mem and beis or shmul ala mutter. But our point is the mem aleph and aleph eight. The chiamridling and pasta chiyasik is a ton of elish and gzera. Shema lo yikanchel yofi yofi. You don't really need libun because it has not absorbed any usher flavor at this point. There's no isser in the hetter, not even muscle chal. You just greased it up and now you want to cook chal in it. It's not exactly an absorbed of forbidden flavors. Nonetheless, we're afraid ovens are hard to clean. So therefore, shema lo yikanchel yofi yofi. You won't clean it properly. And the only way you can really clean a tanner properly is through hesed, through burning it out. Okay, they ain't also lachas over the kino because it has, there's some grease left or liquid left and schmutz left, and that can only come out through proper, through a proper cleaning, through libun. Now again, we have other means of removing things. That's a question whether today we make it on something like easy off or something that gets stuff off the wall. But that's the chumrah of the ran. Okay. I didn't quote the whole thing by mistake. There's a ran on the riff in Pesachim. Ches Amin Aleph on the page of the riff, Surah Tamar 9. Again, Shem Yovel HaChon Bosa, that's a concern. There, the ran says, and really, kinuach should be enough. Okay, kinuach, just washing it out, cleaning it out thoroughly, should be enough, even without libun. So even though in Chulin, he says, he's saying you should really burn it out, should you do libun, only because of the concern you won't clean it out. But if you can find a way to mekanech it, otherwise, perhaps that'll be okay. That also, again, may depend on the Hakira, a little bit of we're dealing with the Chatzah Shal Isser, possibly not. Okay, that's the ruling in Tzitzkis at Beis, based on the Rhine. And the Taz is printed by mistakes, called Dal and Hay, meant to print Gimel and Dal. Okay. It's if cotton Gimel. Anyway, because the Ran, I left out probably the Ran at 9, but the Ran says because other than that's how you clean it out. You clean it out with burning it out. Oh, but it's not really necessary. Okay. It's a cotton gill. We'll have to skip it and look it up. Taz talks about the floor, the Maisa Shahaya, which is a woman cooked a milchig dish, put on the floor of the oven, bottom of the oven, and then she cooked a flesh and put it in the exact same spot. So the Taz discusses that issue when he says that the karka, the bottom of the tanur, is like two, is mekel. Because just like you have two pots, you place your middle to touch each other, if the pots just touch each other, so then it's okay. So he says the same thing over here with the bottom of the tanur. Now it's a cotton dalid, he writes, but you'll need to kasher out the limon on the oven. Hodo sagi bikinua. Just washing it out or cleaning it out is not enough. Again, like the Ran says, very hard to clean it out. That's the way you normally clean it. And therefore, there's always going to be shalmuz ben acha yusak until it's burnt out. That's what we call tosik, the Ran like that, and so on. One second. It refers back to what we just said in Zikot and Gimel. The question, karka shaltana or hava kiblia b'kadera? Okay, we're assuming that the oven, whatever Isser is in the wall, there's shamnunis, there's grease, it's mamish ben. Okay? And it's ben, and ben doesn't come out unless you do mamish burning it out. Right? The libun. So here he said that the karka, the tanu, it's only like a bli and a kadera. Right? There's tons, only a bli a question, it's okay. So he says, shine kancha shamnunis atzma matiach mimena. No, because in the case of the tanur, the grease, the fat, the gravy, whatever, spilled directly. Okay? Masha Enokan, the case before, Ain Shum Shum Ben. Just put the thing down on the floor. Who said there's any Shum Ben? It's only a Belia. Okay, so in the case they talk about Sipart and Gimel, the woman who made the cheese pie, whatever, okay, there was no Shum Nunes. The cheese pie was put down in a pan, in a cooking pan, and put down on the bottom of the oven, okay, and I put a fleshy pan in afterwards, and that's okay. When you grease the oven, so then it was be'en that went right into the walls. It wasn't from a pot or a pan. Extra step. And that's why we're more concerned about the grease than the case that they mentioned in Garten Gimel. So writes the Shah the Taz, it's a Garten Dal, kinuch is not enough. There's always shamnunis left. It's like be'en. And that's different. It's different in the case of the pot that was put down in the same place. Okay, as the milking pot. Okay, let's just finish up by talking about detail about Reichel Vilsa. Is that true? Again, we know about Tom Kiko. We know that flavor is transferred. Flavor is, even though you could argue, one can make a case, we discussed much earlier in the year, one can make a case if I have meat, I have milk, okay, and they don't mix together. Just the milk absorbs some flavor from meat. Okay, but that's not possible, Chalav. That's not possible, Chalav. It's pure milk. It happens to have a fleshic flavor because it was cooked at the same time it was cooked together. Okay, and why is that also the answer? Because of Tom Kiker. No, we assume Tom is like the item itself. But what about Reich? Okay, again, it's not the same issue as Zeyah, which we cook at the Zeyachas and the steam and so on. He's talking about the Vasachas. So actually, this is a machokas between Rav and Levi. The more psachim that I involve in Alam right bottom of the page, or I involve in the base. The more it says, I involve in Alam right bottom, source 11. I'm a Rav. Bosa shchuta shame. Regular kosher meat, even a fatty piece of meat. Shetzolo was roasted in Boston Nevela Kochosh. It was roasted with a lean piece of the trefa meat. Osir. It's osir. By time, because they absorb flavor from each other. Okay, he obviously holds Reicha Milson. Absorb not flavor, but the smell, right? Nothing, the actual flavor is absorbed, but the smell. But Levi Omar, and Levi says, no, that's Rob. Levi disagrees. Levi's a filo boss of shchuta kochosh. Even with a very lean piece of meat, there's not a lot of fat, a lot of, smell oozing out of it. A filo boss of shchuta kochosh. Should solo in Boston and Bell, shomein mutter. Mutter, he says. My time. Because what is there? There's Reicha Ba'almi, but Reicha Lav Milson. He says, Reicha Lav Milson. All that transferred here was a smell. They weren't near each other. No, actually, particles changed. Flavor wasn't absorbed. It's just smell, just Reicha. And Levi is of the opinion, Reicha Lav Milson. Okay? The Gemara says, Ovid Levi Uv, the Be'erish Galusa, B'gdi, B'dobar Achim. And he paskin G'di. G'di was a kosher animal, right? A kid. Dobar Achim means the chazer. Okay, I mean the pork cooked in the oven at the same time, and he said it's not an issue. Levi did because Reicha Lav Milsahi. So that's the rule of Levi. The hook is Rav and Levi. Rashi Sochemai Rambam Base 12. Bosa Shchuta Shomei Shetzal B'Tanar B'Shnei Shepudim. Two spits, two things. Zer Rochok Mizeh. Rashi says, I think they're far away. They're not near each other. Aser Shar Reach Mina Shomei Nichlas L'Kach Shalom Afatno. The smell that oozes out of the fat from the non-kosher piece. It's absorbed into the kosher piece and it's awesome. The chos is there, motzirech kamu, but kol shekain shchuta, and certainly the shchuta is lean and the veilah shmeinim. Okay. Rav says even, he's telling you the bigachid, he says it's also even the other way. And Levi says muta that way. So machok is Rav and Levi. And again, whether they see avad of the Levi shenitzel betano, bomais levon of a hitter, Levi was mekel, dobar acha means chazin. Okay, so that's one Gemara, okay, one relevant Gemara. Another relevant Gemara there on Ayin Vav Amud Beis in Pesachim. Gemara says Tani Rav Kana Berei Dar Chinera Chinera Saba Pas She'ofa Im Tzli Betanor. That's what we're talking about. Bread that was cooked in an oven with roasted meat. Asala Ocha Bekutach. Can't eat it with milk. Good. Hahi Binisa. Binisa Rash is a dog, a type of fish. Hahi Binisa. The Itva Bahadei Bishu was roasted at the same time with meat. Osra Rav Brazika Lamechavakutcha. He said, "Oh, same thing. You can't eat that fish. You know, fish is part, but this fish was cooked together with meat. You can't eat that fish together with the milchig because it was, again Reicha Milson." Okay, and then Mar Bar Ashi on our side point. I feel milchon ames from the kashel Reicha Navarachem. It's a different din that goes back to the we discussed at the beginning of the year with fish being considered dangerous, they're healthy, it's unhealthy. Barbara Rashi says, you're not allowed to eat that fish. Once the fish was cooked with the meat, can't even eat it by itself with salt. Can't eat the fish by itself. It's no good. It's kashul reichel adamaracha. The Racha Rashi says here, it's saras. It's a health matter. Okay, fish cooked with meat, it's a health matter. Not our issue now. We talked about it earlier in the year. But in any event, Ravami Parzikya, he holds that if you have fish that was cooked together with meat, not allowed to eat it with kutach. And Rashi explains, Asra Rama Prazika Lamechum Kutchan 14, Shesh Mokhala, right? The Kutcha has milk in it. We should do Kosova, Reicha Milson. So it's a machokas, whether Reicha Milson, Reicha Lav Milson. Machokas, Rav and Levi. Rav and Brazika seems to agree that Reicha Milson. So you look in Tosus there, Pesachim Ayin Vav and Beis Yom Asko Osur Rom Brazikah. The Kan Poser in the Tam Kirav, he hold like Rav. So now you have another opinion like Rav. So therefore, in the Tam Pascha like Rav, that Reicha Milso, because Rav and Perziki agrees with him. The Rava Nami, the Shara Bastia, Monti Sava Kavasi Shomafur, she says, even Rava, the case of the Bastia, which we'll see momentarily, could also hold that way. And then he adds, of a Tanur, Gidolim Shon Nir Muta Lachos Lechem Osu Pastina, but our very big oven, that outdoor big, huge ovens, they think it is okay to cook bread with the Pastina, because the Pastinas are covered. So it's like steak and dairies and so on. That's a different din. Okay? Okay, that's the Tosus point in Pesachim Ayin Vav Beis. What's this case of Bastia? And he says, so this is a Gemara of Rosana Sam of Vav Beis 16. Hi, Bastia. Bastia is some sort of a stopper or a plug of some kind. It's called the Bastia, which was put over a barrel of wine. It was put as a spigot, I guess. When you open it up, it's like a spigot. And then you plug it, it's like a plug, a corkscrew. Okay, that's what a Bastia is. Rashi says there, Rav Elazar, 1 May 17, Bastia, says Rashi, Nekev nokum agufas chavis, they make a hole in the side of the barrel, l'hariach esayin lebodkum yochol eskaim, and somehow they open this plug, and even though they don't make a spigot out of it, it was for the wine testers, taste test to smell the wine to see if it's good. Okay, that's it was open a little hole to smell the wine. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. Rosar Sambombe 16. Hi Bastia, Ovid Kochavim with Yisrael Shapidami. He says a goy, it's Jewish wine, and if a goy now opens this up and smells, it's okay. It won't become a problem of Yainesek or Stam Yenim and so on. Okay, it's not a problem. It's not as if the goy drank from it. That's the point. We know that we're talking about, obviously, it's not the bushel here. Okay, it's in a barrel. Okay, normally we're not talking about the bushel wine. So we know that if a guy drinks and handles it, then it's a problem. It's not the bushel wine, but we have to get rid of it. However, here we're saying just the smell through this plug, the Bastia, then it's okay. Then it's okay. So that's what it means. Overcome these all sharp with them. It's okay. The smelling doesn't count. Okay. Yisrael, but overcome chavim. Okay. But a Jew smelling the guy's wine, Abaya Ama Asr, Rava Ama Mutter. Okay? We're not allowed to get Hano and so on. It says, Abaya Ama Asr, Recha Milsi. Okay? Enjoying the smell, that counts as something. Rava Ama Mutter, Recha Lab Milsi. So you see, in this context of Abu Zorah also, there is a Machokis Rav, and I'm sorry, Abaya and Rava, when the Recha Milsi here, Abaya says Recha Milsa, Rava Ama Recha Lab Milsi. So now the question is, how do we combine the two sugyas? So Rashi in Pesachim, back in Pesachim, Ayin Vav and Beis, okay, Rav said, Recha Milsa, Levi said, Recha Lav Milsa, and says, Afal Gav Dekah, says Rashi in 18, Ya'ad Dimamas Omel Haram, Afal Gav Dekah, Mi Tanoi Kamo, said the Rav, who we pass like, even though we saw Rav Mersik and others, all like Rav, Hilchas or Kamo, said the Levi, we pass like Levi, the Recha Lav Milsa. Okay, why? We flee about by the rubber, because the case of Mazor is about close by and rubber. And here we say rubber holds like maybe Recha Lav Milsa, and a by and rubber Hilchos Karava. Okay, we pass except for Yalta Yam six cases. We always pass like rubber against a by. So even though we want to argue that we should be able to pass like Rav and not like Levi, but since rubber agrees with Levi and by and rubber Halacha Karava, so therefore we pass like Levi Recha Lav Milsa. Come rubber shits a Levi. Okay, so now she says, we paskin like Levi, that actually, technically speaking, Recha Lav Milson. Again, said Rabbeinu Tam, we saw in the Tosus in Pesachim, Rabbeinu Tam says Recha Yem Milson. Okay, Rashi seems to imply not that way. And Rashi is agreed to by a number of other Rishonim. 19, the Chiddush Ramban. There in Avodah Zarah, the Samach Vav Mabeis, the Kaimalon Kolahecha, the Pliga by Rav Elchosuk Rav. So Recha Lav Milsa, we pass like Rav. We pass like Machokas by Rav. Pass like Rav Barmi Yal Kagam, except for the big six, Yal Kagam. Okay. And therefore, Elchosuk Kalevi Rav. Even though Rav Berzika and Rav Holak Abai, Elchosuk Kalevi Rav. Okay. Now, so writes the Ramban in his Chiddushim to Mazar, some of the days of Masa on Kamakabalim. Then he adds the Yeshmet Agolim, so, Shaposku Kirab Lechumer, probably referring to Benu Talmud, like we saw before in the Tosis, they're saying, oh, passing Rab Lechumer. Okay, and he said that's the case, and so on, in the Rav Berzik and the Gemara, and so on. But Rabbeinu Zal Docha, Omer the Hashem, came to Shalom Michal Bisuj, it says basically, Basu Chalam maybe is a different concern. Okay, we're Machmel Chatchila. Furthermore, we have another way out. Don't eat it with milkings. And so it's only, or thirdly, perhaps only Chatchila or Machmer. Anyway, the Rabban gets out of it. Rabban assumes that we don't pass like Rab, rather we pass like Levi and Lava. Yeah. Okay. So that's according to Ramban, it's also Recha Lav Milsa. The Kedusha Ritva, in Abu Nazar, Salam Zayin Malam, Yuma Salma Hai Didi. Okay, Umir Rama, Behilchas, he quotes Rama, less than Behilchas and so on, and Behilchas Kabose, Abayim Rama, Behilchas Kabose, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Okay, but we're less like Rava, and we're passing therefore like Levi. All right? The second paragraph, you have 1 second. Kasha Lamor, Mishim the Garcina Hossam. What about the case with the Rav Barzika? Okay, what a case in Rav Barzika? So he says, no, Tirits was out the Hossam. I feel Levi Moses, Levi, Levi, Levi. No, that was a Chatchila. But the Eved, that's a different. Levi is only make but the Eved, Rechel Amos, but Chatchila agrees. Okay? Mishum di lo shoris la, let's say takanto. And if we don't allow it, so that's the end, you're not going to do anything with it. But the other case, with the bread, you can, there is a way out. Okay, but Bosu Cholam, you can eat the bread with fleshing or milk, whichever one was within the oven. You don't have to get rid of both of you guys. That's another reason we're machmer by Bosu Cholam, lechatchila. So rules the ritva as well. Now, moment. Yeah. Just to clarify, in terms of the wine case again, so a guy is allowed to smell the reach of the Jewish wine. That's not considered that he touched it and so on. Okay. But it's also for a Jew. All right, okay. It's also for a Jew because that is like a chilrecha milson. That's machlokes, it's fine. Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's the shita of the ritva of the ran. Elsewhere, I'm sorry, skip the riff. Source 21 was the riff. The riff also says we're passing like Levi. We're passing like Levi that lechatchila, the evidence mutar like Levi lechatchila shouldn't do it. He says that's what Levi himself holds. In other words, we don't do this thing lechatchila. Why we choshish again? Why we machmir? So again, the Ran on the Rif on Lamed Beis and Aleph. That's the Dimas of Hoda Tani. The part we're interested in is on Lamed Beis and Aleph. The Beis of Oda Efsher. There's two reasons why we're machmir. Okay, not because Recha Milson necessarily, but because of all our chokos of Bas Mucholav, or because in the case over there, the Recha of Bas is very strong. So he said that's why it's an exception. It was the run says we're machmer by Basu Chalav because the reyach of basar enters milk very easily. It's a strong flavor, and good. Right, how does the Rambam paskin? Let's take a look at 23. Perek Tezvav Hilchos Macholos Asuros Halacha Chav Gimel. Ain solin basa shkutin basa nevela om behema tmeim betan rechon. Can't cook basa shkutin with basa nevela or tmeim other non kosher food and so on. Af al pi, shay nogin them, they don't touch. In solon, hares a mutter, but he's make up with the evid. Now, filo haisa ha sura shmeina harbe, even if the forbidden piece, right, that was much fattier and therefore gave up much more reach, a muteris rosa, and the thin piece was very thin, therefore absorbed a lot. Doesn't matter. Shareach ain't oser. Rechel Abdul's reach ain't oser. Ain't oser a tam or shalisir. Tam kicker, but not reach kicker, like we explained before. So writes the Rambam. Okay. Now, source 24, the long, uncharacteristically long, goes by minutes. Second, long, goes by minutes. So the uncharacteristically long, goes by minutes there on that Rambam Parakov, Parakas Vavalachalam Gimel. In Oz Ayin, he says that Rambam's Pasuk Levi, and the Rambam Pasuk Levi, which we saw quite a number of Rishon did, that the Reich Halav Milsa, and Rashi, the Rambam said, Reich in Ozer, in Tamush Ozer. But again, Lechatchila, we avoid it. That's the Agos Mamas presents all the Sheet that said that's like Levi. The Avaruv, the Kavar, with David Avar Acha, like that Gemara that we saw. With the Lokar, Rav, also came Pirish Rabbi Yitzchak Alfas, that's how the Rif explained. Again, the Rif also said, the Rif, as we saw before, the Rif in Chun, we saw back in 21. He said again, we most of the Rabbos are Paschim like Levi, and like those who follow him, and that's the Rabbova in the Gemara in the Bodhisattva. But he agrees, Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't create Reich HaMilsa in the Torah. Lechatchila, don't do it. Okay, Lechatchila, you avoid it. You know, Reich HaMilsa, Lechatchila, you shouldn't cook it together. But in the end, then it's Mutter, like Levi said, and that's how that goes. Once he quotes other Sheetahs, in the middle, he quotes the Chaim Kosov about 6 lines down. Chaim Kosov Ravan Shekei Nogu Nikiyeh Hadas Shul Magensa. The Nikiyeh Hadas, the pure, the from people in Magensa, they would make a practice always that it would eat it only if the Lasakin Kisur Bepastino Kladon Kishofen also in past. We always make sure everything's covered. Well, at least one thing is covered, and so on, and they wouldn't. They wouldn't do it otherwise, but okay, that's again, you can take a look. In the Agos Maimonides again, it's better to avoid altogether. Certainly, Chatzkila one should avoid it. Later on in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Ches 25, Sim Kuf Ches, the other day, that's at the end of Hilchos Tarulos, which we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem. So, there is a long piece in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. I printed it here 25. Ain't so in Bosak Sharon, Bosak Bosak and Bela. It's all went there cooking kosher meat together with Sar Nevela or Sar Behemoth Tamea, the same oven, even I'm not going to touch. In Tzon, I raise a mutter. But okay, but you're not supposed to do Chatzkila, but if you did, if only they didn't touch, in Tzon, it's mutter. Afilo Haisa Sur Shmeinam Har Beba Mutteris was, even if the non kosher piece is very fatty and therefore emitting much more Reichan Tzon, and the kosher piece was very lean, and so on, still mutter. Then he adds, the Tanur Godol, Shemachzik Yud Beis Esronim. He had these huge ovens that held 12 Esronim. Upiv Pasuch, and an open end where the smell can go out. Where it can go out. Umutal Itzosimbo, then it's okay to cook the Edim Chatchila. Ubabad Shal Yigu Zebes, as long as they don't touch. In Echor Memechusa Bekara, or Bebatza Kukiyotzibo, one of them was covered either with an actual lid or with, like the case of the meat pie, with the dough covering and so on. Mutal itzosim afilu b'tana karton piv sosim, even it's even mutter in a small small oven rather. And there the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Chutaruba is talking about the Yisrael Heter. But there are more adds right away there in Sim Kufras Sifalot. Who adim lebosim cholav nami dina haki refers back to Sim Tzadik Zion. He says the same thing is true by bosim cholav as well, but it's mutter in this particular situation. He allows it as well. But he also says, nonetheless, the Nogel Hachmer Chatchila, Phil Batana Godel, we're Machmer Chatchila. Again, like the Riff said, Chatchila, we don't cause Rechamilsa, so to speak. We don't cause the situation. We'll have to deal with Rechamilsa. In the Eved, we'll say Rechalav Milsa. And the Senator Ramon is saying the same thing is by Moshe Chalav as well. It's exactly like we said over here. With the Eved Hachmer Chatchila, Batana Cotton. Okay? And then he mentions also an offer passing bosser. However, if you cook the meat together with the pass together with meat, then also ochlim chol yeshlo pass acher. Even there, we're making we have nothing else, but then we're machmer if you can. Again, we mentioned before, if you have another choice, there's another way out with pass. You can always eat the bread with something else. That's like the mitzvah said back in source 20 about the mitzvah about zor samavan and aleph. Also, the ran on that riff and chol mamad beis and beis. Also said you have other ways to get out of the problem. Okay, I wasn't the Ron. I'm sorry. The Mitzvah said it. Yeah, lechatchila we're machmir maybe by boser is stronger, maybe boser b'chalav we have our chokas, so maybe we're more machmir by boser b'chalav. But fundamentally, there's always we make on a b'dieved level. That's what emerges from this bin over here. Just to finish up, the shach over there, it's a cotton kufches. When the Ramor right, same bin by boser b'chalav. It's cotton dal the shach right. Yeah, klomar lafos boser b'chalav. Yeah, to cook meat and milk also again. You know, but the evidence okay the same din. Then he adds an interesting thing. He says if it's not, he talks about Dabar Chorav, the Shulchan Aruch does, which we talked about before. But it's Nasa L'Reich. But you're not allowed to do it on purpose. You're not allowed to again set it up in a way their kavona is to make it, let the flavor of one go to the other, the smell of one go to the other. That you're not supposed to do. In other words, the flavor is not. To do it on purpose, and not sell a reich. The nefa, I feel it, a pastor, don't get all the bottom in reichem, they'll see. I feel it with the evidence, I feel it with the other person, you know. They're doing it on purpose, that's why you're putting it in, you're setting it up in such a way, because you want the reich to be absorbed, that you're certainly not allowed to do, says the shach over there. Coming back here to finish up, Siv Tzadi Zion, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, 27, pas sha'ofoy matzli, like we just saw, bread that was baked with roasted meat, or the dogim should solomon betamer echorim basa, or fish was cooked together in the same oven with meat. Asala achom b'chalav, you can't eat them together with milk. Okay, that we've discussed. That's the din. Again, the you're not allowed to. But he says that hanimili betamer cotton. It's only in a small oven. Avetamer gadol hamachzik shneim asar esronim. The huge oven, it's a pretty big oven, bigger than ovens we have, and maybe industrial size oven and so on, and then it's mutter, an industrial type of oven. Now, exactly how big that is, again, Tanner Cotton, he said it's 12 asronim, so it's mutter, we'll see in a second, but again, he writes, the Shulchan Aruch here, being not slim mechuse, chen pashtida, shemechuse, nekam shemo mutter, afilo betanner tzar. And, you know, it's mutter. Again, our practice is not to do it. We avoid it, so with the chatchila and so on, to have cooked milk and flesh together. But these are those parameters. As far as the size of the oven, it says, machzik yud beis is thrown in. So an isaron, what's an isaron? The isaron we have in the chumash. Isaron is the shear of challah. Okay, that's as much dough as you have to be baking for a mitzvah of varshas challah. Exactly how much is that? That's mem gimel beitzim. Equivalent of 43 beitzim, 43.2 to be exact. But remember, the shear of Afarshas Chala is the gematria of Chala. Ches is 8, lamed is 30, hay is 5, that's 43. That's it. Remember, you have to be cooking the volume of 43 eggs. That's b'chayiv to make Afarshas Chala. If you only make a tiny bit of dough, then you don't have a din of Afarshas Chala. How much is that exactly in our measurements today? So I think if you look in the art school center, after Shacharis, they print all these random brachas and so on. So they have the Seder Afarshas Chala. I think it's 2 pounds, 10 ounces, 43.2 beitzim, and 2 pounds, 10 ounces of dough requires a Afarshas Chala without a bracha. With a bracha, it has to be either 3 pounds, 11 ounces, or 4 pounds, 15 ounces or so. They get different shiurim. But anyway, so that's the size of an isaron. So multiply that by 12. 12 isaron, you have a big oven. So it's going to make on the big oven. The shach, cotton gimel, mentions, you know, what are you talking about in the Shulchan Aruch? It says fish you cook together with meat. It's a, you know, it has a din, it's not allowed to eat with milk. And so, what do you mean? Fish with meat, I thought was a sakana. Right? So the Shach points out, and Kodim Gimel don't get excited about that. Lo Iri Khan al-Abdin Isra, we sakant al-Amari b'zed. That's a different din. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it up over here. You're talking strictly here about Isra Heter. We're not talking about whatever sakana is there with fish and meat. That's more up later. Okay, so that's the Shach and Sinkot and Gimel. In Sinkot and Dalid, he said, it's well, on the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to eat with milk. He says, Afal Gav del Kamer, Yisru Kukhais, Im Cholo Bosu, Kshem Bosu, and Avela, Betanay, Chatilu, Kot, Mutter, Bidi Evin. Even though we just saw in Sinkot, Kukhais, it's Mutter, Bidi Evin. So how come over here, it says, you make the pas, you make the dogim, it's also Lochum Mechalom, but it's saying that it's Mutter, Bidi Evin. Right, over there we said, even if you cook meat, kosher meat with non-kosher meat, even a small oven, it's mutter b'dieved. So he writes, Hacha came with the efshel ochel below cholav, no, because what's b'dieved? Okay, you can always eat this fish or this bread without what without wanting what to be the evidence. You don't need to come to the Bidyavid. You can eat it by itself. Right? Who said? You know, the whole point is that over here you have another way out, like we saw. Right? We're machmir over here. It's to eat the bread with milk. Okay? I mean, don't eat the bread with milk at all, not even the Bidyavid. You don't have to throw it out. You don't have to get rid of it. Just eat it with flesh or eat it by itself. Okay. The Pesachei Chuvin, if we got him in Machlokas, we'll finish with this. The Pesachei Chuvin, Zion quotes, and according to some, you measure the Yud Beis Esronim, so what exactly do you measure? Okay, in this Kotan Zion, he says, he quotes Chumas Yad Eliyosh, because of the Ein Tzor Shei Karki Iso Shel Tanam Bavs Kolkar. Okay, not that the floor or the rack or whatever you put the food down has to be able to hold 12 Esronim. El Shehei Kol Chala Tanam Bavs Kolkar. You measure the whole area, whatever, what we call that, not just the surface. You put the food down, but the whole airspace, the whole inside, the whole hull of the oven could hold it that way. Okay. However, he quotes the Pringodim, I am Pringodim, Shane died. Okay. That's the Pringodim on the Shach and the Sisay Das. It's no, the place that has to hold the 12 Asona has to be big enough where you do the Afia. It's not a matter of measuring the airspace. You can actually cram 12 Asona in, you measure the whole airspace, the whole area of the Tana, but Dafka, the part of the Tana where you put it down, it has to be that big to hold the 12. So again, our ovens don't hold that much. It's our home ovens don't hold that much. And again, we avoid the problem of Chatchila, and we don't want to rely on Reich Halav Milsa. But again, with the evidence room to be Mekel, and that to the Mosai concludes Siman Sadi Zion, and that's what we have here in Hilchos Basu Chav in Yerideya. So that's the conclusion. Bez Hashem, we'll talk about the Bechina. Hopefully, we have time to listen to all the shiurim and catch up. And we'll figure out a starting date to begin with Hilchos Aruvos, Bez Hashem. It all should go well. But Baruch Hashem, it is over to complete Hilchos Bas V'Cholov, and I encourage you to review and to see things inside. And hopefully, you have a good handle on most of these, if not all of them. Okay, we'll stop over here.